Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Peivav, and we are on Pei Hei Amid Beis towards the bottom. We have another daf and a half of these dafim of Agarata, amazing gemaras relating to many different topics, and today is no different. We have a lot in store, Be'ez Hashem, as we begin. So yesterday, Pei Hei Amid Beis should be the known as the Reb Chiya daf, Reb Chiya, who had the great educational method of starting from the beginning. Every step of the way is lishma, right? From the planting of the flax and making sure that Torah is not forgotten. That was the Amid Beis yesterday. And even some of the later Amoraim wanted to see him, the Yesdei Eliyahu HaNavi, and he became blind, one of the Amoraim that saw him, because of the amazing fire that was near him, and ultimately he was healed. But we continue, once we're talking about Eliyahu HaNavi, one more little story related to Eliyahu. Eliyahu, about 15 lines up from the bottom, Pei Hei Amid Beis. Eliyahu Havi Shchiach B'Mesifta De Rebbe. Eliyahu HaNavi was commonly in Rebbe's yeshiva. Rebbe's yeshiva, Yom Achad, as we know, Eliyahu HaNavi, Beguf, this sounds like Beguf, not just B'Neshama, as he is very often. But he was visiting Rebbe's yeshiva, Yom Achad Reish Yarcha Havi. One time, it was Rosh Chodesh, we'll talk about the significance, Bez Hashem, Nogalei V'Loasa, and he was coming late. Eliyahu HaNavi came late. Amarle, my time on Agada Lamar. So he asked Rebbe, you know, is there traffic today? You know what? Couldn't find parking. You know what? Why'd you come late? Amarle, Adu Ukim Noli Avraham. Oh, I had to wake Avraham up. Umashina Yade, I had to wash his hands. Umatzli Umagninole, I had to help him Davin. Umagninole, and then I put him back. V'chein li Yitzhak, v'chein li Yaakov. Amazing. What does this mean? Very metaphysical, very unusual, that he had to wake them up. Why they couldn't wake up themselves? Whatever this means. They needed Eliyahu HaNavi's help. Eliyahu HaNavi, because he was somewhat alive, he was the connection between the past and the present. Maybe that's some type of message. But either way, look, why couldn't he do it all themselves? Why couldn't they do it all together? Savri takvi barachmi umaisi leil mashiach velo zimnei. Whoa. The Avos, I can't have them daven all together at the same time. Because then it'll be so powerful of a tefillah, Mashiach might come before the time is due. Again, there are two options when Mashiach might come. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Be'ita Achishana. He might come in the time, the last time possible, when it's Ein Breira, he's going to come. Or an earlier time when we merit it. But just the Avos davening is neither of those choices. So neither of those choices, that it's called Bilo Zimne, not in its proper time, so I can't have them daven all at once. Amarle asks Rebbe, Tribuda Nasi, V'yish Dugmasim Olam Azeb, are there any three people alive today that can have the power of the Avos davening together? Because maybe the Avos couldn't do it, but you know, maybe people alive, they can do it. Amarle Ika Rebbe Chia Ubanav. So Rabbi Chiyo and his children, if they daven all together, there's no telling what's going to happen. So Gaza Rabbi Tanisa, so Rabbi made a tinus, he made a fast. Why did he make a fast? Was there a drought, right? Or there was a drought of Mashiach. So he made a tinus. Ach sinul Rabbi Chiyo ubanav. So he brought Rabbi Chiyo and his children to be the Shluchei Tzibur. They're going to be the ones, right? This is one of the makoros of having three people at the Bima, right? On the Yom HaNaroyim, some are makbid about it. Omar Mashiva Ruach. V'nosh v'zika. They start davening, mashiv ruach, and the wind comes. Oh, my morad agashem, v'yasa mitra, it starts pouring. Kimota l'meimar mechai ha-mesim. They're about to get to the end of the bracha. Mechai ha-mesim, ragash alma. The whole world starts shaking. The whole world gets an earthquake. A world quake. Amar, Barakiya man gali, or Barakiya, man gali razi ba'alma. Who revealed this secret to the world? Man Gali, the Malachim were talking, who revealed the secret. Amri Eliyahu, they said Eliyahu Anavi. Asyua Le Eliyahu. They brought Eliyahu Machyua Shisit Pulse Dunura. Whatever this means, they gave him 60 lashes, right? The last one we saw, I remember the Sugya and Chagiga of Acher, before that Matatron, the Asa Izmi Le Keduba Dunura, all by Nayavatar Dinu. And he came, he was forced to basically undo what he had caused. So he appeared like a bear of fire. All Benaya Vitardinu, and he kind of caused something to occur, that there was a whole confusion, and he was Mavatel, the Rabbi Chiya and his children, from davening for the Amid. Again, they davened every day, but the point here is they're davening for Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and that is different. Again, a lot here is symbolic. What does it mean that the Avos don't daven together, they daven separately? What does Eliyahu HaNavi mean by bringing them up? Again, feel free to look into some of the Mefarshim, just one Ha'ara, and that is, again, the Marsha, the Ben Yoyada, the Maharal, and all of these Dafim have pages and pages. Says the Maharal right here, what's the significance that it was Rosh Chodesh? There was Rosh Chodesh when this happened, and they daven. So says the Maharal, says the Marsha, Kizeh Hayom Asher Bo Chidish Halavana, Hu Ramuz Al Hischadesh Malchus Yisrael La'asin, V'yom Muchan Lehis Pal Al Darazeh, right, that a special day of for davening for Mashiach is Rosh Chodesh. That's a unique day. Why? Because that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the waxing and the waning of Klal Yisrael. Just as the waxing and the waning of the moon. Rosh Chodesh is the moon is starting to get bigger in our eyes. Right? Now we're on the way up now. That's why it's a beautiful day to daven for Mashiach. K'mamar Nuscho, like we say in Kiddush Levana. V'la Levana amar she'tischadesh ateres teferes lamusei vaten, she'heim asidim l'schadesh kamosa. V'hu she'amar ditak v'yayom b'Rosh Chodesh b'rach v'yavi maisi l'la Mashiach. And that's why they say, if this is the day, if they could have davened, it's a double. It's all three of them davening together, plus on Rosh Chodesh, the power of that davening would be amazing. Again, it's the Rav Soloveitchik once gave a hesped for someone, and he called him the Rosh Chodesh man. Why Rosh Chodesh man? Because Rosh Chodesh on the outside doesn't look so. There's no Isser Malacha, and there's no big day Shabbos V'yantif. You know, on the outside it looks like not a regular day, but kind of like a regular day. And yet, if we dig deep down, there's a special karban, and there's a musaf, and now we might add, you know, there's such power in the tefillahs of Rosh Chodesh, of davening for Mashiach that day. We have to remember this Marsha. We want Mashiach po, right here, we want Mashiach. Pei hei, ba metzia. We want the Ben Mashiach right now, and we have to make sure, says the Marsha, that we daven properly on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, five lines up. Shmuel Yarchina'a. Asye de Rebbe Havi. Shmuel Yarchina'a. So maybe this is a play on what we were just talking about with the moon. So he was Yarchina'a. He was known as, this is Shmuel, the famous Shmuel, Ravid Shmuel. But he was also an expert astrologer. So Yarchina'a, the Yareach is the moon, related to the previous Gemara. Asye de Rebbe Havi. He was Rebbe's doctor. Right? Shmuel was one of the famous doctors in Shas. My father always likes to point out this Gemara, that Shmuel was busy taking care of everyone, that he wasn't able to get smicha. And he was busy being the doctor. So Chalash Rebbe Be'enei. So Rebbe had an eye ailment. Omerle Imli L'chasama. So Shmuel says, let me pour some medicine into your eyes. Omerle Lo Yachilna, I can't. It's too painful. Right? He just couldn't deal. So he says, Ashtra L'chamishtra, let me dab some on. Let me just put on a little bit. Right? Rashi says, Emshach L'cha Agabe Ha'ayin. Right? Mitapeach. Right? A little bit. Omerle Lo Yachilna. No. So he was just not a compliant patient. So what happens? Havimosiv le begubsa desamni tuti besadia. So what did he do? He took the medicine and basically put it under his pillow. So the aroma and the fumes of the medicine would go in, whatever medicine this was, or whatever ailment this was, the itzi, and he was healed in that way. Rebbe was so excited and happy about this. So havikam tzar Rebbe lemisbechei. Rebbe really wanted to give him smicha. And he had tsar, he had pain that he couldn't give him smicha. Vlavim Messiah Milsa, it never worked out. Never worked out. Rashi says on the bottom, Shaisa Hashad Nitrefes, something always happened. There was a whole ceremony. Olo Hayu Hachachamim Ne'esafim. The rabbis were never together. Smicha had to be bapumbi in a whole group. So it never happened that Rebbe was able to give Shmuel smicha. Amalai Lo Litztar Amar. He says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Why? He tells his Rebbe, I'm not supposed to get smicha. Not because I'm not great, because l'didi chazi li sifri d'Adam HaRishon. I've already been shown the Sefer of Adam HaRishon. What's the Sefer of Adam HaRishon? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us the list of the greatest leaders of every generation, and all the rabbis and all the greatest leaders. So I was shown that. So obviously he was, if he was shown something like that, he was zochet to have smicha, but he says he was shown that. V'ksiv bei Shmuel Yarchina. And I was called Shmuel the astrologer. Shmuel, the one that was expert in the astronomy or astrology. So, Chacham Yiskri, Rebbe Lo Yiskri. I see I'm destined to be called someone wise, Chacham, but I'm not Zocha to be called Rebbe, and therefore, the Asu the Rebbe al Yado Tehe. And Rebbe's, Refua will be through me. So that's what I'm Zocha to be, and I can't have, I wasn't Zocha to have two titles. That's what the Maharal here says. Right, Rabbi Doctor, you know, is a newfangled title. You know, it's not generally the Maharal says, so it's going to be one title per person. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Kimeachar lefi seder ha'olam gazra ha'hashkacha ha'elyona shetafkido shel Shmuel lios rofe ein roi sheikari gam revi u'kamo sha'aruch hachamim lo kol adam zocha l'shtei shulchanos lefichach, says the Maharal, nikra chakim shu'shem kolel kol mini hachachmas v'lo revi shu'shem haba al chachma batora v'oh sheshtei dvarim helu kimat sosrim ki revi u'shem chashivus v'asi the revi u'nitfal m'shamish l'acher. Remember the Vilna Gaon, remember the Pasa Shulchan quote, that the girl wanted to be a doctor. Right, so maybe this is you know, why can't you do both? Right, writes that he was a bucky in, I should take that back. Not that he wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted to be a bucky in the chachma of nituach. That's the language that's written in the Hakdamah to the Basa Shulchan, one of the Rabbi Sol Mishlov, one of the great Talmidim of the Gra. And he writes that my Rebbe was a bucky in chachmas, in botany, in music. All the chachmas, the grow was a bucky, and he wanted to be a bucky in chachmas adituach, which pashtus meant anatomy. And his father didn't let him. His father didn't let him go. He wanted to go to medical school and to take all these courses in order to learn. His father didn't let him because he said, if you learn all of that, then you're going to understand the body more than anyone else in the world. You're going to have to spend your life healing everybody. And you're not going to be able to be the grow and sit and learn. Better not to put yourself into that position. There are many other people that can take care of it. And therefore, not to do that. But the grow wanted to have that, I guess, Rebbe v'chacham. You know, sometimes you can have, different people with different titles, but, you know, nowadays maybe one could say that one could be mashlim the other one. We have a different kind of Rebbe, we have a different kind of chacham, and it's not exactly the same thing. Okay, either way, we continue. The Marsha also adds, so Lamaisa, was Shmuel lacking anything? The fact that he never got smicha? He was just the doctor, but he was Shmuel. We paskel like Shmuel, and Dini Maminis. Shmuel is unbelievable, so we don't call him Reb Shmuel. So was he lacking anything? So the Marsha says, well, maybe he was lacking, like we have Gemaras elsewhere. By a musmach, Bucky, even if he makes a mistake, he'll be putter. Right? We have those sugyas in Masechta Sanhedrin. Maybe that's the difference, because smicha not only gives a heter hora'a, the ability to paskin, but an exemption if a mistake is made. And the Shmuel never made a mistake. So we don't have anything to worry about, says the Marsha. Umahaya chasa shalom nismach, ef shalom rabinian smichos, echa sheshlo reshus lakuf ladun, upater milashalim imta. And that's number two. And he says, Shmuel never made a mistake. He was an unbelievable, perfect, amazing genius in Dinei Mamonos especially. Alkeinu yadon ki yachacham bedinin, v'lachein hilchos akavase bedini, v'lo ta me'olam bedin. Avol be'israel as hilchos akavase. The after that he even ends, maybe he was even kaf of Tarav and passing like Rav, even though he had argued theoretically. But Lamaisi went like Rav. He says, kivish lo nismach, v'rebi lo yiskri. Okay, that's the Maharsha. Next line. The next line we can spend the whole shir on, but we can't because we have to move on. It's only the second line. Here we go. Rebbe v'Reb Nasan, sof Mishnah. Ravashi v'Ravina, sof Hora'ah. So, major line. Once we're talking about Reb Yehuda Anasi, we have this amazing line. Rebbe and Reb Nasan are the end of the Mishnah. And Ravashi and Ravina are end of the Horaz, right? This is the Makar that one of the Makaras, Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, Ravina and Ravashi put together the Gemara. Rashis here are crucial. These are Shas Rashis. What does it mean? Sof Mishnah. Says Rashi, let's read some of it. Sof Tanoim, Ad Yemeyem, Amru Ish Estvar, Rebbe Beis Medrash. He explains what happened in the times of Rebbe. Until their day, everybody had discussions of the Beis Medrash. Fayu Talmidim, Garsim, Shmua, Shmua, Levada. Everybody learned their own topics. Below Hayu Mesechtos Sturos. They didn't have Brachas Pei Adamai Kilayim Shvius V'chulu. They just discussed V'seder V'kibetz or V'seder Nikbats Al HaSeder V'heim Kalalu HaAmur B'dara Shalafneim. They put together everything said previously V'sidras HaMesechtos V'achreim LoYosifu Elamat. They didn't really add anything to it afterwards. This Rashi also sounds like the Maritz Chayis that we mentioned yesterday, that it wasn't written down in the days of Rebbe. It was just organized and basically done, and maybe they added one or two things, even the later Tanoim. But really, it sounds like that. Rashi doesn't say any word about Nechtav, but it was organized. It was organized, ready for publication. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did. Maybe he foresaw, because there were many sources that Rebbe was Eis Lasos Lashem, Hefer Torsecha, right? So maybe Rebbe did the first step of that, that he knew it was going to be forgotten, therefore he organized it all, ready to be published very soon. So that's Rebbe and Rabbi Nasan are Sof Mishnah. And then, of course, we have Rav Ashi and Ravina, Sof Hora'a. Says that Rashi says the same thing. Sof kol amarayin ad yemei lo isa gemara la seder. Elkshay is a shayla nishalas betama mishnah beis hamedrash. Whenever there was a shayla of dini mamonis or isra v'hetzer, everybody said their own reason. V'ravashi v'ravina sidru shmuos amarayim shelifnehem. He was mesader all of the shmuos. V'kavu al seder mesachtis. Kolechad v'echad eitzel amishnah ruya. They organized it. They organized the Gemara. So this is a major jam-packed line about Rebbe and the Mishnah and Ravina and Ravashi and the Hora. And not only is it just a part of an Agadata here in these three amazing blot in the beginning of what's called Perek HaPoalim, because two Asochers, so you have to differentiate, but as we've discussed many times, the Gra quotes this Halakha L'maisa, right? The issues of halakhic stages of the Mesorah. Are there stages where a later stage cannot argue on an earlier stage? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat Simen Chavhei Yesh Omrim Dimnira Ledayan Ulubenei Doro Mi Koach Rayos Muchrachos She'ein Adin Kamosha Huskar Baposkim. If a certain Rebbe, if Moshe Feinstein looks into the sugya and thinks that he thinks the Chassam Sofer did not paskin correctly, or he wants to argue on the Chassam Sofer, can he? Says the Ramah, yes. Yacholach Lokalav. You could argue on him. Why? Me'achar she'eno niskar b'gemara. Well, it's not in the Gemara, meaning you can't argue on the Gemara. An Achron could argue on a Rishon, probably not a good idea unless you have a Rishon that backs you up, but the Vilna Gaon often would argue on everybody going back all the way to the Gemara, but you can't argue on the Gemara. What's the source for that? Says the Gra. The Ala Gemara, that's the Gra, Sifkat and Vav. Yala Gamara a Rishus Lahosiv Lola Groa, Koshikin Lachlo, Kamosha Kasav, a Peraka Poalim, Ravina Varavashi, Sof Hora'a. The Gra quotes this line of the Gemara on the Gemara in Choshen Mishpat, right? Because this is the source. This is the source for that halacha, about not arguing on the Gemara. You can't argue on Shas. We've also quoted in the past the tshuva of the Nodabi Yehuda, where the Nodabi Yehuda was asked by a Talmud, who he's going out with a girl. She has Alamilus. She is wonderful. This is your Evan Ezer, Simon Ayatest. And the question is that there was a name issue. Asher Atasho El Badavar Ashiduch, Hamedubar Legisatcha, Imben Torah, Biachsad Raksha, Bashas Kolyo, Hashinu, Ishem Shalohu, Kishem Avi, Hapsula. Right, your relative is going out with a girl, and he has the same name as his future father-in-law. So is that allowed? Because we know, and say for Hasidim, it talks about not a good idea for a daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, etc. So the Novi Yehuda has two paragraphs, short tshuva. Paragraph number two, he is the Musser paragraph where he says, why do people ask me about all these kashas, about names? Why don't they ask me about, he's not a Ben Torah, right? He's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not a Balmidos, right? They ask me about these technical issues. Get the priority straight. That's the second half of the tshuva. But the first half of the tshuva, he deals with the halachic issue. Says in Odebi Yehuda, the source for this idea of having an issue with the names is Sefer Chasidim, the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And says the Nodabi Yehuda, I have issues with that. I don't know how to deal with it because there are a lot of things there that go against the Gemara. And says the Nodabi Yehuda, you can't argue on the Gemara. Right? You can't. The Gemara says it's a good idea to marry your niece. He says you're not allowed to marry your niece. The two brothers should have married two sisters. The Gemara has examples of two brothers marrying two sisters. So many examples. So the Nobi Yehuda says, you either have to say he was not one of the Bali HaMasora, which you'd rather not say, or he was one of the Bali HaMasora, but he meant these things just for his own family. Right? And that's what the Nobi Yehuda is noted towards. But either way, in that tshuva, he says, you can't argue on the Gemara. She'ein l'kol chachamim she'achra Talmud, reshus lomar dover negat ha-Talmud, v'yomer dover listar kutso shel yud, midivrei ha-Talmud, lo yechashi b'chal chachma Yisrael. You can't argue on the Gemara. Again, a Rishon and Achron, that's already different. There is, again, we discussed this in the past, the stage of the Mishnah, the Gemara arguing on the Mishnah that we discussed. Pashas, you can't argue on the Mishnah too. The Gemara can't argue on the Mishnah, though we had the Rambam and the Mekets of Mishnah and Hilchos Mamrim and Reb Chaim. Let's say maybe it's they wouldn't, not that they couldn't. And then you have the stage of the Gemara, and there's even a discussion in the Rush in Sanhedrin in Perek Dalid. What about the Gaonim? Could a Rishon argue on the Gaonim? So that's a machlokas between the Baal HaMa'or and the Rush there in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dalid Vav, and the Baal HaMa'or says you can't even argue on the Gaonim, and the Rush argues. I'm sorry, quotes the Rivet. The Ravid, Avalam Heim Im Lo Yashu Beinav Devarim, maybe Rais Ladvarav Am Komlan Shidoro Yiftach Bedaro Kishmuel Bedaro Ein Lecha El Shofet Asher Yiba Yemem Heim Biachol Estar Devarim Afilu Lachlok Al Devar Gaonim. So Lachlok is between the Rush and the Ravid. There is Sanhedrin Dalid Vav. Okay, we continue. V'simanech. Again, obviously, we see as we have been mentioning the past couple of days, Yosef Imasha Karanu Kosov Khan. As to paraphrase one of the Tanoim. V'simanech, what's the simin for Ravina and Ravashi? Ad avo el mikdashi el avina la'acharisam. So the first part of the pasuk sounds like Ashi, right? And the second one is avina la'acharisam, a remez to Ravina. Okay, Amar of Kahana. Ishtoili Rav Chama Barte Zachasa, right? Rav Chama, the son of the daughter of Chasa, told me, Rabba Bar Nachmeni Agav Shmada Noach Nafshe. So if Pei Heyom Abeis is Rav Chia, Pei Vavam and Aleph is Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So now we get into various issues of his life. So Agav Shmada Noach Nafshe. What does Shmad here mean? Rashi says, Machvas Emas Malchus Meis. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni died connected to the fear that he had of the governmental officials in his day. So what happened? Achla be'kurtza be'malka. There was a certain moser that gave him over, that was malshin on him to the government. Amru, they said, ikachad gavra be'yehudai. There's one Jew to come mevatel tracer alfi galvrei mi'Yisrael. That is mevatel 12,000 Jews. These mevatel them, yarcha v'kaita v'yarcha b'sisva. Right? 1 month in the summer, 1 month in the winter. And what he takes them away, therefore they're not home to pay taxes when the tax collector comes. Mikarga de malka. From the taxes of the king. And therefore he was malchut on them. What was he doing for a month in the summer and the month in the winter? Taking away 12,000 Jews. So Rashi quotes, Shinik basadei love b'nisan v'tishrei. Right? It doesn't really mean winter. It means getting ready. These were the yarchei kalos. Right before Pesach and before the Chagim of Tishrei, l'shmoa drashos shel Pesach v'shel Chagim. Ukshim avakshim shluchei amelach likvos mamas. When the tax collectors came, right, they weren't in their houses, and the wife said, "We don't have any money, we can't collect." So this person was malshin. That is all Rabba Bar Nachmeni's fault. He used to take them away. Right, interesting that only two times mentioned. Right, twice we know there are three shalosh regalim. So was there not a yarchei kala before Shavuos? So there are different sources related to that. The two Gemaras and Maseches Brachas. Remember the Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin? At the end of the second parak, where it talks about the B'nai Masa Machsia, Abirei Levnin, who they are very hard of heart, to Kahavi Yakri, Chazu Yakri Daraisa, Trey Zimni Bashasa, twice a year they see a great covet at Torah, Veloka Megayer Gior Minaya. There's not one convert. What do you mean twice? So Rashi there says, twice a year, the Yarchei Kalos, before Pesach and before Sukkot. So the Gilyon HaShas on there, on that Gemara, on that Rashi, in Brachos Yizayin says, look at Rashi later on Daf Lamed, where the Rashi there says, where it says, Shabso Derigla, there Rashi says, by all three. Shalafne Pesach, Va'atzeres, V'Sukkot. So there's different, elements, different sources about whether Shavuos is one halacha lemaisa. It comes up also, right? The discussion of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, or the first page of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Shloshim Yom, preparing for a holiday. So we know that there are different steeris. Is there 30 days? Is there Bo Bayom, the last Gemara in Megillah? They have to be a Shol and Vidart, not a Shol Medarshim, but learn about Inyono Shel Chag Bechag. Or how do you put those two Gemaras together? 30 days before, the day of. So there's all different opinions. The Mishnah Brura summarizes all the opinions on the first page of Hilchos Pesach, whether Pesach is unique, or Pesach and Sukkot are unique, or all three. Right? Different opinions how to put it together, but this Gemara is also part of the equation. That's only two, so they were malshin on him, to the king. So Shadru Pristacha de Malka Basrei, they sent a messenger, Falo Ashachay, to find him, and he went into hiding, right? He didn't want to go. They didn't find him. Arak Wazalbi Pumpadisa, so he ran away from Pumpadisa to Akra. Meakra la Agmo, Meagma la Shrin, Umishrin la Trifa, Mitrifa la Eina Demayim, Umeina Demayim la Pumpadisa. And he went to all these different places in Bavel. But finally, he was still caught. But Pumpadisa Ashkachay, He was found. How was he found? The following story. Ikla pristacha de malka lahu shpuza de rabba. It just so happened that the same person who was looking for him came to the inn where he was staying. Obviously, before photography, they could be sitting next to each other and not know who each other are. He doesn't know that this is the guy that he's been looking for. They're in the same inn. And what happened? Krivu Tacha Kameh, the host of the inn, brought wine in front of this servant of the king. Vashku Trekasi gave him two cups of wine. Vidalyul Tacha Kameh then took his table away. Oh, only two cups. We have to remember the end of Gemara Psachim, the problem of zugos, the dangers of having pairs, even numbers. There was a danger. So, and again, in the days of the Gemara, they believed in it. And what happened? Hadar partzuf el achori. All of a sudden, after he had two cups of wine, his head turned backwards. His face went on the opposite side of his head. So, something was being affected. He's like, Amrule, my nevin, lay the gavra, the maku. What are we going to do for this guy? Right? Ayve, what happened to him? So they went, the innkeeper knew Rabbi Bar Nachmani was a great rabbi. Amar Lahu. So he says, simple. Krivu taka lakameh, just bring another cup to him. Make it three. Vashkiyu achad kisa, vidalyu alataka mikameh, let's see. Let him drink a third cup and then remove the tray and it'll be healed. Avdu lehachi v'itzi. They did it to him and magically he was healed. No more zugos. Omar. So the pristacha de malka gets at the conversations and realizes that this is the guy. Amar Medi Adana de Gavra de Kabaina Hachahu. I realize that the man I need is right here. You're him. But Bachish Abasre Vaashkuche. I searched Yashim and I found him. But you know what? Amar Azilna Meha. I'm leaving. In Mikdal, and I'm not going to tell on you. Let me just stop for a minute because there was two points I wanted to say earlier and we're in the middle of the story. If you're just one source to remember from the end of Psachim that we mentioned, regarding Zugos. What's the issue of Zugos? The Gemara there says, if you remember, if you're not worried about it, don't worry about it. But there are various Minhagim. There are some, that will not cook an even number of eggs, right? Only an odd number of eggs. It has to be something related to a certain number. So there are those. But what's the message of that? Even if we're not Lomaisa worried about it, right? Because if we're the low cupid, Eino Machbid Alei, remember Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Kanakemach. You asked it on Chumash too. But the Rabbeinu Bachai in the Kanakemach, and not in the same volume that the Kanakemach is printed in the Mosad Rav Kook, it also has a little sefer of his Shulchan Shel Arba, all about halachas of eating and meals. So there, on page Tav Pei Zayin, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, V'tam Iser Zugos. Laharchokas Hashnios. Shehem Hanifradim Mikoach HaEchad Vahazugos Mikoach HaShnios. Zugos is the opposite of God. Hashem is Echad. Hashem is uniquely one, a one that we can't even understand. Zugos is not that. Ukedei lekvoa belev inyan achdus v'hisrachek me'emunas hashniyos. That's what it's about. Alkein asur azugos afilu b'dvarim hane'echalim v'hanishtim. Ki ru'uyim heimo inyanim ativiyim li'osam os v'simin li'inyanim ha'ru'uyim. It's supposed to remind us. If we don't focus on zugos, then we'll think about God. If we say, oh, I'm not having two, because I always think of one. I always think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who could not be put together with anything else. So that's the deeper message from Zugos. And that's another reason why it doesn't say Ki Tov on Yom Sheni of creation, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Not only because the Malacha was enigma, or not only because it was Mach split, but a third idea, because it's Sheni. Two, there's something negative about two, Shumi Lashon, right, Himi Lashon Shinui, Ki Ha'echad Eim Bo Shinui, V'hina Yom Sheni Siva L'Kulam T'Chulu. And he continues. Okay. So we continue in the story. So he saved him. So he says to him, a couple lines up, Amar Azilna Meha. Okay, I'm leaving now. Imikdal Katla Ugavra Lo Maglina. Even if they kill me, I'm not going to tell them where you are. I'm not going to say a word where you are because you saved my life. The Nagidi, but if they whip me and they torture me, Mangadina Le Maglina, I'm not going to have a choice. You know, if they kill me quickly, then I'll be okay. But if they torture me, that's going to be even worse, right? Torture, he says, is going to be worse. I'm going to have to say. Any other source in Shas where this comes up? Eilan Aris. So in Eilan Aris, we have the one line where the Gemara says, if Hanani Mishal Bazarya would not have been thrown into the kitchen of Aish, but they would have been tortured, so they would have bowed down to Avodah Zarah, to the Tzelem. And the big shaila of all the Rishonim there is this a rhetorical question? Is this a statement? Is that really true? Yehari Val Yavar is even by torture, isn't it? You have to give your life for Avodah Zarah. So there is one day, and the Shidim Kubetz is there. The name of the Kuntrasin. Pirish Rabbi Eliezer. Shidim Kubetz is Ksubas Lamed Gimel. Delochiva Torah el limsar atzman lemisa. Kidachsiv bechal nafshecha, afilu hu not el nafshecha. Avalahachmer aleihem yoser mi misa, lo hayu chayavim. Whoa. Torture, in certain cases, says the Shita, is worse than death. And therefore, you have to give your life for the big three. But you don't have to be tortured for the big three. That's what the Shita says. Other Rishonim do not say this. Rov Rishonim do not quote this. But this is how the Shita understands that line of the Gemara. Il Malik Nagdua, the Chayan Shamazariah, Polchul Salma. Like this, person is telling Rabbah Bar Nachmani. So we continue. Athiola Kamei, but they found him anyway. So they brought him and Ailei, they brought him to the government, Ailei Ladrunya, they locked him up in a tower, Batarki Lababa Ba'anpe, they locked the door, Bo Rachamei, Parik, Ashisa. So he dived a little bit and the door fell down. Arak Vazal Agma, and he ran out of the tower, he ran to a swampy area, Tavayasiv Agir Didikula, and he sat down on a tree stump. The next two words are unbelievable. Vikagaris, and he started learning. He's being chased by the government. His life was on the line. He just got out and he sits down to learn. He has the shalvis hanefesh to be able to say, I need to do this. I need to do this. Right? I remember the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah, Dav Gimel, where Yeshua ben Nun is taken to task by the Malach. And he says, why? Is it because I didn't bring the Karbat Tumid? Is it because the Bittul Torah? Atabasi. The Gemara says right now, Bittul Torah. What Yeshua ben Nun start doing? On the battlefield, he starts giving a shir. Ba'umka shel halacha. A shir bi'iyun. Because that we have to try to sometimes put everything else out of our mind and focus on learning. So that's what happened. Okay, here's the famous part. Kamiflagi b'mesifta derakia. And now there was a machlokas. While he's sitting there on this tree stump in the swamp, there's a machlokas up in Shamayim. There's a machlokas in the Mesifta derakia. The Malbim is quoted as saying, this could be the hardest Gemara to really figure out what it means. In Shas. Hamaymer azeh asher haya litzchok ulolag b'chi b'fi kol ha-dvorim asak al ha-godes chazal. The Malbim quotes, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but if you remember, the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos, I think it's in Akdamat HaChelek. The Rambam writes there that there are three ways to understand all Agadas of Chazal. Either take them all literally and be misled by what they mean, so they're just foolish, says the Rambam, or take them literally and say, it can't be true, so therefore just reject them. That also, they're Rishayim, says the Rambam. The first group are foolish, second group are Rishayim, and the third group, says the Rambam, are those who understand that there's so much depth to this. And even when they wrote down Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't want anybody to open up a Gemara and be able to understand everything. A lot was encoded in secret. This is one of those Gemaras. The Rambam says, that's the best way to understand Agadata. So the Malbim says, this is one of them. Hu kulo chida nifla, atzer besocha, mashal malitza, Ad kama shekiyadua shekol agadas chazal he miksoa kasha sasum v'chasum hari agada zu alachas kama v'kama. If you want to say there are hard agadatas to understand, again, not the words, but the idea behind it, this one is kal v'chomer out of all of them. Maybe the hardest concept for us to accept, but we'll try to give some ideas based on the mefarshim what most say. But what's going to be the problem here? We're going to paskin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we're going to see, whatever that means. But we're going to reformulate that as we go through. So let's see what it says. There was a machlokas up in Shemayim about a detail of Hilchos Tzara'as. Right, the two famous Gemaras about Lo Bashamayim in this Masechta B'Metzia Nuntes, it was Allah about Tumah V'Tahara, about a barrel, right? Tanur Shalachna, about a tanur, an oven. And this Gemara is about Tzara'as. So, if a hair is kodem l'seir lavan tamei, if the spot comes before the white hair, tamei. Vim seir lavan kodem l'beharis tar. And if it's the opposite tar, okay, safeg. What if you're not sure which came first, the spot or the white hair? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahar. Vikulhu misif to deraki amri tamei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says tar, and the whole misifta, all the angels, say, Tomei. They argue. So, Acher Rabim, right? Alahatos, right? The majority wins, no? What if the majority wins? Says the Iyun Yaakov. It didn't end there because we've said in the past, you only say you go up to the majority if they're in the same league. Right? So, there's no greater difference in leagues than a Kadosh Baruch Hu with anything else in existence. Okay? But there's a machlokas. So, stalemate. V'yamri ma nochach. Okay, who are we going to use to solve the stalemate. Nochach Rabba Bar Nachmani. Dama Rabba Nachmani, Ani Yachid bin Negam, Ani Yachid Ba'alos. Rabba Nachmani, he was the Baki in Negayim and Ahalos. Shadru Shlicha Basres, they sent a message to him. What does that mean? They were going to take him. It must have been his time to die. They weren't going to take him before his time. So they would try to get him. Lo Avi Matzi Malach HaMaves, Lemikravlay, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get near him, Midalavi Kapasik, Pume Migirsei. Since he didn't stop learning every second, right? Following the lead of David HaMelech, Shabbos Taflamed. Remember that Gemara? That David knew he was going to die on a Shabbos, so he learned every second of every Shabbos. Adahachi, meanwhile, see, he's sitting there, but now, often when we learn this Gemara, we only start from the middle. We don't know what the context is. The context is he's sitting on a tree stump, having run away from the government in the middle of a swampy area. That's the context. So Adahachi, meanwhile, Noshev Zika, the Avish Bene Kani. An unusual wind comes and shakes the reeds. Sovar, and he thinks, oh, I'm captured. Gun to the Parshiu. It's an attacking army. Amar, and he davins that he should die. Tenach Nafshe Adahu Gavra, Velo Yimsar Biyada de Malchusa. Right, I don't want to be given over to the Malchus. Better that I should be taken. And Hashem listens, right? Because obviously the Malachim are trying to get him, and now he's allowed to. This also gets into, is this considered committing suicide? Right? Are you allowed to do that? All the cases of suicide, L'shem, preventing Chilul Hashem, Shol HaMelech, and the others. Ki Avinicha, and there are other stories in the Gemara about the people committing suicide to prevent certain Averis in the future. Ki Avinicha Nafshe, and as he was dying, Amar, Tahar, Tahar. As he's dying, he says, Tar, Tar, meaning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Right? He's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. Tar. Yotas Abasko v'yamra. Abasko goes out and says, Ashrecha Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Shegufcha Tar. V'yotasa nishmascha b'tahar. Right? Your guf is tar and your neshama went out b'tahara. That is the Abasko. Just a, you know what? Let's stop there for a minute and then we'll finish the story. Right? The big shaila is, well, open up a Rambam. Open up a Rambam. You'll never get a more unusual than this. If you look in the Ein Mishpat, on the Machlokas before, where's the little letter? It's by the Masifta Drakia, not by the Hashem. Right, it's by there. The Rambam Paskins Tameh in this case. Safek Tameh says the Kesef Mishnah. But Rabbi Bar Nachmeni says Tar. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, maybe since he was in the process of dying, Lo Bashamayimi. Right, and therefore, it was as if it was coming from Shamayim. He was already, and that's why we can't trust him. And this is the only time, the Kesef Mishnah points out, that we paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, obviously, we can't even say those words. What does that mean? What does that mean? So, the Minchas Asher in the Hakdama, the Chelek Beis of his Tshuvos, right? And this is the most, the understanding of many. And that is Chas V'Shalom. We're not paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, as we know, the sugya of Elo V'Elo, Dibri Elokim Chayim, there are so many elements and aspects of every topic in Torah. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, was emphasizing one element of Torah, but Hashem also said that we have to figure it out based on our own Seichel. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself follows the lead of the Rabbanan. So, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batar, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim. But, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Ba'aretz, Paskins Tameh. Based on what the Rabbanan say. Right, and that's what he says here. Va'omek pitaron chidahu. She'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. Ketzat titachin halacha shi kaviyachon negadas elyon. Vim chazal me'idem she'Kadosh Baruch Hu amar tar. V'chal ha'tara einu al tarazor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma emes yish neged var Hashem. Ve'ich nitma eshetir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nimsa ata omer. Bashamayim amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tar. Aval kan bebati midrasho zebebati ha'talmid omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tameh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tar in Shamayim. That's what we call Emes Shamayimis, but Emes Artis, or as Ramosha calls it, Emes Lahora'ah. That's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. It's not Hashem up there again. Hashem reflecting. The Torah is reflecting the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Dvar Hashem, through the Torah that we understand, is he would agree and say Tameh. And he connects that to the Medrash in Truma, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Medrash about a king who has an only daughter and says, I can't bear to have her marry off, so build me a little apartment, you know, wherever you go, so I can come live with you. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. He comes with us. He's with us, right? He's not up in Shamayim. And therefore, it's not really against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, but it's different understandings. But the power, again, of Lo Bashamayim is reflected. The Drasha Haran also talks about this at length in Drasha Zion and in Drasha Hay. We read it back on Daf Nun Tes. We're not going to read it again right now because we will continue. Okay, so he dies. He's in the middle of the swamp and nobody knows he died. So how are we going to bury him? Nofal, Piska Merakia, Bapumpadisa, a petek fell from Shemayim in Pumpadisa. Rabba Bar Nachmeni and his Bakish be Yeshiva Shamala. Rabba Bar Nachmeni has died. Nofgua by a Rabba, the Kula Rabban, Eliasuke Bey, they went in to find him. They didn't know where to look. Lava Yadi Duchte. Azula Agma, they went to the swampy area. Chazu, Sipri, to Matali Vakaimi. They saw a bunch of birds that weren't flying anywhere. They were hovering over a certain spot. Amri Shvami no Hasamu, so must be there. Safdu Tlasa Yomi Vitazale Lusa. They were masmadim for 3 days and nights. Nafal Piska, another petek fell from Shemayim. Call up Parashi Binidui. If you think you've done enough, you're going to be excommunicated. Don't leave yet. So Safdu Shiva Yomi, the whole Shiva. And then Nafal Piska, Lechula Beiskal Neshalam. Okay, that's it. Period. Hahu Yoma Denoch Napshe, the day that he died, Dalye Za'afa. The wind was amazing. Vidari lahu taya, kirach of gamla mehai gisa dinar papa, vishadi ba'ach gisa. People were blown from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Amar mehai. What's going on here? Amri lei, noach napshi darma banachmeni. Right? Rabbi Nachmeni died. Amar lofanev, ribona shalolam. Kuli alma didachu. Rabbi Nachmeni didach. At deraba v'rabba didach. You have such a special relationship. But, amaika macharvis le la'alma. What? You're destroying the world? Noach Nazapa. So yes, he died, but the world needs to continue to exist. Period. Getting back to what we discussing yesterday about large Tanoim and Amoraim. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Baal Basar Havi. Yomachad Havi Chamim Alei, he was hot. Havi Salak Bi Yosef, Ashina Deturei. He went to sit on the top of a mountain. Amar Lalabarte, Biti, Hanifi Alabi Manifi, please fan me a little bit. Vanei Etinlech, Kikrin Denard, I'll give you amazing amounts of perfume. Adahachi Nashmazika, meanwhile the wind came. Amar Kakar Kikrin Denard, Lamari Dechi. He says, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the scent from the perfume plants, you know, over. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my daughter doesn't need me. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mari Dechi, is the master of the Ruach of the scent, that he doesn't need me. Period. Hakokim in Agamedina v'chulu. Getting back to the Mishnah a little bit, and then we have one more daf of Agadata, but a little bit. What did the Mishnah say? What was the Mishnah talking about? We haven't spoken about it in 3 days. Beginning of Apollon, remember? He hired workers and to be Mashkim Umariv, and the deal was that how much food do you have to give your workers, or how much all the different rules and commitments, hakol k'minag medina, you follow the minag of the medina, the Mishnah said. So what is that? Including, hakol la'asuye mai, la'asuye ba'asra, denehigi, michrach rifto, mishta anfaka, in a place where the employer gives them food and wine, supplies them lunch, the amalahu kadimu va'aisulahu, if he says, go out to the fields and I'll bring you it out there, amrulo la'al kol k'minag. They can say, no, we want the food here. We don't want to schlep out there, give us it here, and then we'll go out to work. Good. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Shomer Levanot Seif Esachar v'chulu. So remember, and the Mishnah quoted the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, his son hired the workers, he came back, and his father said, oh, even if you would have given them, Suda Shlomo B'Shaito, says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Listar. First it says, Hakol K'minag HaMedina, and then he says, oh, you didn't do enough. Right, there's nothing that would have been enough. So that's the contradictory story to the rule. So Gemara says, Chisuri Mechsara, Fahiktani. No, it says, Akol Kemina Gamadina, but then you should understand it, the impasak lehemezonos. But if beyond what the minag is, he committed to do something more, Ribalahan, then he obviously has to give more than the minag of the Medina. Umaisa nami, Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Shamar Labano. Say Scharlon Upalim, go hire workers, Halakhu Pazak Lemizonos, go give them make a deal with them. Ukshwaitzal Aviv, Amarlo Bini, Afilo Ata Osalahan Kisuda Shlomo Bishaito, Lo Yatsase Dechovaschaimayan, Shemane Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Because he committed to them more, so that means he has to give them more than the Minna Medina, and that's why his father said, you're gonna have to give them a ton. Right, Rashi says on top, Yoser al Hamina, Kivan, Delo Tsarech Lasnuye, Vaasni, Mizoni Yaseire Kamar. Because he made it tonight when he didn't have to, he's gonna have to give them more. Period. Says the Gemara Lameimra, Tisudas, the Avram Avinu, Adifa Midishlomo. This Mishnah gives us the impression that Avram Avinu had a bigger meal than Shlomo, Hamelov did. Because he said, even if you offer them Shlomo, that's not enough, because they're Avram Yisrael Yaakov. But that can't be, Vaksiv. He said, did you ever read the Mishnah, the Psukim in Malachim Aleph that describe how much Shlomo had every single day? It's unfathomable. Vahi lechem Shlomo, layom echad, shloshim kor soles, vishishim kor kemach, asara bakar briyim, 10 oxen, viasara bakari, another 10, umeya tzon, 100 sheep, levad me'ayot v'tzvi v'yachbar u'barburim avuzim. That's all one day. V'yamar Gurion ben Astion mishmei derav halalu la'amelon shal tabachim. And this flour that was used, that was just to make the breads that were used to, as the pot covers. Right, for that's what they used to use to absorb some of the steam. Reb Yitzchak Amar Halol Letzika Kedera. No, it was just used to wipe out the insides of the pots. Right, the Amar Reb Yitzchak. How much food this was? The Amar Reb Yitzchak Elav Nachamay LeShlomo. Shlomo had 1,000 wives. Right, against one of the mitzvahs. Call Achas V'Achas Oysa Lo BeBeisakach. Every woman had this for her house. Of course, who knows where Shlomo would eat that day? My taima, Zeus for Hashem etzli soed ayom, Zeus for Hashem etzli soed ayom. So this is all Shlomo HaMelech. Ve'ilu Rabbi Avraham ksiv, v'yela bakar ratz Avraham, v'yikach ben bakar rachvatov. He had his one little ox, rachvatov. V'yamar v'yudah marav. Okay, you want to expand it a little bit? Amarav ben bakar echad rach shayim tov shlosha. I'll give you three, right? Three! Avraham Avinu, Shlomo. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Answer, Hasam, Tzlasa Turla, Tzlasa Gavri. It's still different, because by Avraham, it was three cattle, one per person. One person got a whole ox or cattle. Hachala called Yisrael Yehuda. But Shlomo had to feed millions of people. Right? Shene Amar. Yehuda Yisrael, Rabim, Kachol, Asher, Al-Sfasayam. So therefore, in that way, proportionately, each person got more. That's why it says that. Good. My babura mavuzim, right? One of those, that type of animal that is described. Amar, what's it, alluding to? Amar ravsha, ofsim osam al karchem. They fed them a lot. Very fat. Vushmuel amar sha avuzim va omdim aleim. They didn't feed them, but mamelo, they were fat by themselves. For Rabbi Yochanan amar, mevien tor mimar iso, bidalo anis. They had doves that were never worked before. Vitarnagolas meash pasa, bidalo aniso. Also, fresh chickens that didn't, never had to raise chicks, and therefore they were special food. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, finishing up, Mufchar Shebebehemos Shor. The most unique chosen animal is an ox. We'll see regarding what. Mufchar Shebeofos Tarnagolas. The Mufchar birds is the Tarnagolas. Tarnagolas, Amar Amemar, what type of Tarnagolas? Right, black ones, white ones, the Mufchar should talk about it in Hilchas Kaparis. The Ramah talks about what type of Tarnagolas you should try to get. Amar Amemar, Zagsa Uchmasa Be Batnisa. Black hens with big stomachs. The Mishtacha Beni Atzri, that's found between the presses. To Lomatsia Pasya Kanya. Right? So that, type of case that she couldn't, make a nest because of, she was so large. So those are the types of animals that were eaten. Okay, once we're here though, when we're talking about Avraham, so now we have all the chazals from the beginning of Parshas Vayera that Rashi quotes. It's right here. Vala Bakar Ratz Avraham. Right, Avraham runs. And he's running to do Hachnas Azarchem. If you look in the Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim talks about in Perak Gimel of Avas Chesed, more than any other mitzvah in the Torah, more mefurat is Hachnas Azarchem. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that has more detail in psukim than Hachnas Azarchem. Obviously showing its significance. V'yala Bakar Ratz Avraham. Am Rav Yudam Arav. Ben Bakar Echad. Rach Shnayim. Tov Shlosha. There were three. V'yem Achad. Why don't you just say it's all one? Kadamri Inchi. Rachich Vatov. Maybe the two second words are just adjectives. It's one animal. Imken. Lichtov Rach Tov. My Vatov. Shmamina Lidrasha. It must be there is at least two. Ema Trace. Maybe there's two, not three. Mida Tov Lidrasha. Rach Nami Lidrasha. Okay, so there were three animals. Masav Rabba Bar Ula Vitem Rav Oshia Vitem Rav Nasav Rav Oshia. But it says, Vaitena Lanar Vayamaher Lasos Oso. Oso is singular. They hurry to it. Doesn't say Osam. Answer, Kolchad Vechad Yavi Lanar Chad. No, one to each one. Each child, each lad that was working with him. Yishmael v'chulu. Ve'ikachem v'chalu ben ha-bakar sh'rasa v'itein lifnei hem. He took the ben ha-bakar, which sounds singular, and he put it in front of them. De'kama kama de'mati asu l'kamayu. Whenever one was ready, he brought it out. He didn't wait and made the guests, I'm going to wait till all the food is ready and then I'll bring it out. No, right? When something was ready, he brought it out because he didn't want them to have to delay. Vala reminds us of the Chavetz Chaim story. That was someone went to the Chavetz Chaim's house and saw he skipped Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil. And they said, Rebbe, you don't say that. You go straight to Kiddush. He says, the Malachim could wait. They're not hungry. Right? So that's why he gave the food. Then he sung it afterwards. Here, Avraham Avinu says, I'm going to get them right away. Vala, not that we should do that. Right, not that we should do that, but that's the story of the Chavetz Chaim. But if the Minhag HaMakom is to sing that before, that's what we should do. So why do you need three? just have one animal. Amar Avchana Barava Kedei Lachilon Shalosh Loshonos Bachardo. Three different tongues. Right, that's the a delicacy. Amar Bitanchal Barchani Loi Lo Ola Ma'ishana Adam and Aminog. You should never be Mishana. Shari Moshe Ala Lamarom Velo Achalechem. Moshe went up to the heavens, didn't eat bread. Malachi Asharis Yarja Lamata Ba'achlu Lechem. And the Malachim came down and ate bread. V'yachlu Salkataitach Mamish ate. It appeared as if they ate bread because they didn't want to be Mishana. When in Rome, right, follow exactly what the minhag is. Tosfos here points out that there's really a machlokas amongst Midrashim, whether the angels actually ate. Our Gemara says the Pharisees they did not eat, but the top Tosfos points out that there are other Midrashim that talk about that they actually ate because of the covet of Avraham Avinu. Okay, different Midrashim. What does it mean that a Malach actually eats? Okay, not for now. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Masha Asa, and there's a lot more about Moshe Rabbeinu not eating. We mentioned in the past the Ebenezer, the end of Mishpatim, that was the greatest miracle of all time. What the pshat of that is, but we can't go into that right now. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Masha Asa Avram L'Malach Esharis Ba'atzmo, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avadu Ba'atzmo. Everything Hashem did, that Amar Rav Yehuda did himself, then Hashem paid back his children himself, right? Ma'isa avo simel labanav. V'chol ma'asha asa avram avayde shliach, asa gadosh baruch labanav ayide shliach. So for example, v'yal abakar ratz avraham, v'ruach nasa meis Hashem. Avram ran, so a ruach came out, from Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf, I think. V'yigach chema v'chalav, hini mamtir lochem lechem min ha-shamayim. Right, I'll give you lechem, the man. Right, Avram gave the food, so Hashem gave the food. For who omed alayim tachas ha'eitz, hineni omed lafanecha, shama latzur v'gomer. Those are direct. But Avram halaych imam lishalcham, Avram goes to send them off, Hashem halaych lifneim yomam, and Hashem guards us, with the anane hakavet and the anan. Yukachna ma'at mayim, v'ikisa v'atzur, v'yatzik menu mayim, v'shasaham. Right, yukachna, it shall be taken, so too, through a shliach of the rock. That is all one chazal. Upliga, and this is against Rav Chama Bar Chanina, the Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, v'chaitana dver Rabbi Yishmael, b'schar shlosha, zocha lushlosha. There was nothing wrong with the yukach no mat mayim. The first chazal say, oh, there was something negative there. No, the second one says, no, there was zocha to three, right? Similar to the Gemara in Tainus, that we have three personalities, zocha to three gifts. B'schar chema v'chalav, zachu l'man. Bischar v'hu omeid aleihem, zachu l'amud ha'anan. That's Aaron. Bischar yukach namat mayim, zachu l'be'era shel Miriam. Those were three beautiful actions of Avram Avinu, and they were mezakeh klal Yisrael with the be'er, and the man, and the anan. Yukach namat mayim v'rachatu raglechem, right, take some water and wash your feet. Amr Rabbiana b'shrebi shmal, amru lo, v'chi ba'arviyim chashatanu, shimishtach l'avak raglechem. What are you talking about? You think we're Arabs that bow down to the Avak? Kfar Yatzim and Yishmael. You're the one that had Yishmael. And the Malachim are complaining to him, but Rashi quotes that he made them wash their feet before they came in, because maybe they are worshipping the Avak on their feet. Which itself, we discussed this in Parshas here, this year, and the previous years. Does anybody in their right mind, okay, Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah, we can't fathom. But the dirt that you walk on, that's your God? So the Torah Tamima says, embracious. Well, maybe that's the closest they could get to the sun. They worship the sun, and the sand is heated by the sun directly. So they worship the sand as a servant of the sun. Right? It's chucham idea of the sun. We quoted the Gerarye that gives another pshat, but we'll leave the Torah Tamima for now. Vayera lav Hashem be'elonei ma'amrei v'yashem bezach ha'olakacham ayom, ma'ikacham ayom, amrei v'chavrei chanina. Oswa yom yom shlishi shal milah shal Avram haya. It was the third day of Avraham's bris milah. Uba Kadosh Baruch Hu lishol ba'Avraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to see how Avraham is doing. Hotzi Kadosh Baruch Chama minartika kadei shelo yatriach osu atzadik ba'archim. Hashem didn't want to have guests come because he didn't want to be matriachim. So he made it super duper hot. Shadrei l'Eliezer l'meifak lebra. Avraham kept sending Eliezer and go outside, see if there are any guests. Nothing below Ashkach. He kept going, yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody. Omar Abravinu says, I think you're just trying to protect me. Lo, mehem nalacha, I don't believe you. I'm going to go out to see myself. Vahainu, right, sometimes you have an elderly person who you're not saying, so I'm going to find out myself. So this is Avram Avinu. Hainu da'amri taman lesem nusa ba'avdi. That's why they say there in Eretz Yisrael that there's no ne'amonis by an Eved. Avram Avinu didn't trust him. Nafak ihu, he goes out. Chaziel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means, he had a divine vision. Tekoya Baba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right there. Hainu d'chsiv, and that's one of the deis of understanding of this pasuk. Al na sa'avar me'al avdecha. When Avram Avinu sees Hashem, and then he sees the Malachim, He tells Hashem, I'll be right back. Kiva the chazat, the ka'asa, v'shari, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Amar Avinu is putting on the bandages and taking off the bandages and putting it on, Amar lava arech ara l'meka macha. I shouldn't stay so close right here, because, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyocha left, hainu d'chsiv, v'yisa ina v'yar v'nei shloshan, Hashem nisavim alav, v'yar es likrasam. Right, and that's what happens. He runs to them. So first he had the vision close by, and then he left, and then he ran after them. Meikara asu kamu alayu. Originally they came close. Ki chazyu adahave leitzara. When they saw he was in pain, amru, they also said, lava rachar lemeka macha. We shouldn't be here. And therefore they tried to go away from him. But he ran after them and made them come. And my man ninu, you know what? Maybe we'll stop with the Maninu, but there's a lot more to say about the Malachim and, Avraham Avinu's visit. Okay, we'll stop there. And again, we have one more Amud related to all of these, issues, and then we will get back to Maseches Bamitzia. Okay, we'll stop here.